Mr. Speaker, please recognize Representative Denny for two special presentations.
Representative Denny, you're recognized for two presentations.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, members, as you know, today is the 58th annual observance of the National Day of Prayer. I had a sermon planned, but the minister of the day gave it for me, so you don't have to endure that. You were supposed to laugh at that.
This is a House tough will crowd. Laugh.
This is a tough crowd. Members, today we're called upon to look upon the scripture that for this year's National Day of Prayer out of Psalm 33:22. May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope and trust in you. And if you'll stand, please, I'd like to pray the prayer for the nation that was written by Beth Moore, who's the honorary chairman of the National Day of Prayer.
Members should please stand. Guests in the gallery do the same. Representative Denny, you're recognized for the prayer.
Please join me in prayer and bow your heads. Father in heaven, we lift our eyes upward toward your throne, where you reign in righteousness. Your word assures us that when your people cry out in sincerity and humility, you will never turn a deaf ear to us. We call upon you now, seeking your forgiveness and favor. Looking over this revered landscape and heal us, Lord. Drop to the floor and raise eyes to the sky, for we know where our help comes. Unite these states again in devotion to you and blur every dividing line. Do not give us over to our sins. Give us instead over to passionate prayer that moves your heart. May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you, members. And if the clerk will read the resolution.
Members and guests, you may be seated.
Members, the theme this year is Prayer is America's Hope. And we're called upon to pray seven days a week, the 7 points of prayer for government, military, media, business, education, church, and family. So I'd encourage you in your prayer life to remember those concerns. Thank you. Members, at this time, I'd also like to change the course here today. We're celebrating Go Red for Women. And you know, half the population in America is women, and the other half are the mothers of the other half. So it's very important today that we stop and pause and recognize women and the American Heart Association. At this time, it's a pleasure to introduce Adeline Yerkes for the Heart's Truth Ambassador for the American Cancer Society. Please welcome her to the house.
You're recognized, ma'am.
Thank you. Good morning, members of the House. Thank you, Representative Dennity, for introducing me. As a woman in red today, I wear the red dress symbol as a way to increase the awareness of women about heart disease. The fact that it is our number one killer of women, it is also our number one killer of men. Most women believe that breast cancer is the leading killer of women. Only that it would be so that we only lost 500 women in Oklahoma to heart disease each year instead of the close to 5,000. In Oklahoma, 10 times the number of women die from heart disease as they do from breast cancer. 30% of women, and unfortunately 30% of men in Oklahoma, have high blood pressure, one of the major reasons that heart events occur. Almost 40% of us, both males and females in Oklahoma, have high blood pressure, another reason for heart attacks and heart events. This day and this week, and as we start this next week, which is Women's Health Week, we want to increase the awareness of women. We want to increase the awareness of their partners, and we want to increase the awareness of their daughters, sisters, mothers, and all of us, that we encourage health and healthy activities in our lives, that we change and take small steps for big rewards. Those small steps are exercise 30 minutes a day, eat a plate half the size each meal, have fun, reduce your stress, laugh, have good rest, and go to the doctor and talk to your physician about your heart risk and what you need to do. Let's change Oklahoma's health status. Let's take us from the bottom and take us to the top. Let's reduce those deaths. Let's reduce those hospitalizations. And let's reduce the disability and the illness related to heart disease. Thank you.